From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs cancel Hajj Pilgrims 2020. Five dead in newest Ebola outbreak in Congo, UNICEF says. Now the news in details. The Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs announced the cancellation of the departure of Hajj Pilgrims for 1441 Hijriah or 2020. This policy was taken because the government must prioritize the safety of the Hajj congregation in the midst of COVID-19 pandemic. The Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs, Fahrul Razi, in a teleconference with the media at the Ministry of Religious Affairs office in Jakarta on Tuesday, stressed this decision was taken after conducting an in-depth study.
Pemerintah memutuskan untuk tidak memberangkatkan jemaah haji pada tahun 1441.
The government has decided not to send the Hajj pilgrims in 1441 Hijriah or 2020. I convey this decision through the decree of the Minister of Religious Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, number 494 of 2020, concerning the cancellation of the departure of the Hajj pilgrimage for 1441 Hijriah or 2020. In accordance with the mandate of the law, in addition to economic and physical capability requirements, health and safety of the pilgrims must be guaranteed and prioritized, starting from the embarkation or debarkation, in travel, and also while in Saudi Arabia. In addition to the safety issues, Minister of Religious Affairs Fahrul Razi also said this policy was taken because until now the Saudi Arabian government has not opened access for the 1441 Hijriah Hajj pilgrimage services. As a result, the Indonesian government does not have enough time to make preparation for the implementation of guidance, service, and protection for pilgrims. The minister also said that the preparation is important so that pilgrims can hold worship safely and comfortably. Minister Fahrul Razi added that following the issuance of the cancellation policy for the departure of the pilgrims, regular and special pilgrims who had paid the Hajj travel cost this year would become pilgrims of next year's Hajj. The cost payments that have been paid will be kept and managed separately by the Hajj Financial Management Board. The first shipment of 5 ventilators from a total of 33 units jointly produced by the United Nations Development Programme UNDP, the World Health Organization, and the International Organization for Migration IOM for Indonesia arrived in Jakarta on Monday. Communication head of the UNDP Indonesia, Tommy Sucipto, said in a press statement on Tuesday, ventilators are important devices that are greatly needed for COVID-19 patients. WHO representative to Indonesia, and Paranitaran, said in the statement, globally, there has been a high demand for essential equipment to treat COVID-19, so these ventilators will make a significant impact in providing critical care to those patients worst affected across the country. The joint efforts of the UN organization to assist Indonesia will provide a total of 33 ventilators over the course of 4 weeks. Chief of a Mission of the IOM, Louis Hoffman, added that the delivery of the ventilators was funded by the Australian government as part of a larger package of critical life-saving supplies and equipment that the IOM will deliver to the country. National Disaster Mitigation Agency received the aid of self-protections and diagnosis equipment of COVID-19 from Hyundai Engineering Co. Ltd., a company from South Korea. Head of the agency, Donny Monardo, in a press release in Jakarta on Tuesday, expressed his appreciations of the assistance. He said that he sat thank on the support and believe the donation will help Indonesia to handle COVID-19. Donny Monardo also hoped that the aid would strengthen relations between South Korea and Indonesia. The assistance is the continuation of the previous aid when Hyundai also handed over the donation to Pertamedica. Both donations totally reached 5 billion rupiah. The donation will be distributed throughout Indonesia via the Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. 5 people, including a 15-year-old girl, have died of Ebola in a fresh outbreak of the virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the United Nations Children's Fund said on Monday. 9 cases total have been reported. 4 additional people who contracted the virus are being treated in an isolation unit at the Wangata Hospital in Mbandaka, UNICEF said in a statement. The deaths occurred between the 18th and 30th of May, but they were only confirmed as Ebola-related on Tuesday, June 2nd. Earlier Monday, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus tweeted news that 6 cases had been reported in Mbandaka in the country's northwest Equator province. It's the country's 11th outbreak of the potentially deadly virus, which is passed by bodily fluids and has a fatality rate of anywhere between 25% and 90%, depending on the outbreak. The International Federation of Journalists, IFJ, has demanded that the U.S. authorities stop targeting journalists who cover the George Floyd protest. The Federation claims that the authorities are trying to shield themselves from scrutiny regarding their handling of the ongoing protest. Among the attacked journalists was Russian correspondent Mikhail Turgiev, who works for RAA Novosti, a part of the Russia Segodnya International Information Agency. On Sunday, Turgiev was pepper-sprayed by the police while covering the civil unrest in Minnesota, despite identifying himself as a member of the press. The news agency has already demanded an investigation into the incident. International Federation of the Journalists, IFJ, General Secretary Anthony Ballinger said in a statement published recently that the authorities have resorted to threatening and shooting the messengers. This war on media freedom and journalists' rights must stop. Those who target and attack journalists must be held to account. New Zealand's Prime Minister said on Tuesday that all remaining restrictions to limit the spread of the virus may be lifted next week, after the country's all but eliminated the virus domestically. Jacinda Ardern said New Zealand could move to alert level 1 next week, which means all social distancing measures and curbs on mass gatherings will be lifted. Borders will remain closed. The cabinet will decide on June 8 earlier than the planned date of June 22nd. New Zealand recorded no new cases of coronavirus for the 11th consecutive day on Tuesday and has just 1 active case in the country. India's government said on Tuesday it has approved Gilead Sciences Incorporation antiviral drug remdesivir for emergency use in treating COVID-19 patients. Remdesivir is the first drug to show improvement in COVID-19 patients in formal clinical trials. It was granted emergency use authorization by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration last month and has received approval by Japanese health regulators. Gilead Sciences had on Monday reported that remdesivir showed modest benefits in patients with moderate COVID-19 given a 5-day course, while those who received it for 10 days in the study did not fare as well. European and South Korean authorities are also looking at remdesivir, with South Korean health authorities last Friday saying they would request imports of the drug. Gilead is yet to gain regulatory approval in either market. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling, Can Military Suppress Protests Against the Death of George Floyd? Before the COVID-19 pandemic was over, the United States was rocked by massive demonstration. If COVID-19 is overcome by a lockdown, the demonstration in the country are handled with a curfew. Following the widespread mass actions in various states, demonstration protesting the actions of police officers, which led to the death of a black citizen, George Floyd, has exploded into riots and looting. Initially peaceful protests in various cities that turned into clashes with the police and were marked by acts of violence. Protesters even burned police cars, damaged public facilities, and looted shops. To help the police, the federal government has deployed at least 5,000 National Guards to secure the situation in 15 states and Washington, D.C. Why did the demonstration over George Floyd's death quickly spread and so violent? Demonstrations are common in democratic countries, especially in the United States. Freedom of expression is guaranteed by the Constitution, but the rapid spread of the demonstration could be a sign of a negative perception of U.S. police, who were seen as unfair in dealing with the black citizens. The brutal treatment of police officers against George Floyd, spread widely through social media, has aroused solidarity and a sense of being on the same boat. Efforts to overcome the demonstration by using various methods such as tear gas and water spray might actually arouse resistance. Solidarity based on the awareness of a bad relationship between the police and the black community caused even non-black residents to join the demonstration. The deployment of the National Guard, the use of rubber bullets, tear gas, and water spray do not seem to deter the spirits of demonstration that has spread even closer to the White House. In response to the massive demonstration that turned into violence and looting, President Donald Trump told reporters that he would bring down thousands of fully armed troops. Whether Trump's steps will soon calm down and end the demonstration, or on the opposite, will actually increase the scale of the demonstration, remain to be seen in a few days. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Today in History. We start from an event on June 3, 1947, when Indonesian National Military was inaugurated. At the beginning, the establishment of Indonesian state did not have army unit. People's Security Agency established on August 22, 1945, and announced by Indonesian President on August 23, 1945, was not officially military organization. Finally, through the government's decree on October 5, 1945, People's Security Agency was changed to the People's Security Army, and until now, it has been commemorated as the establishment of Indonesian National Military. On January 7, 1946, People's Security Army changed to be People's Safety Army. Then, on January 26, 1946, it was changed to be Army of Republic of Indonesia. Because at the time, Indonesia had other armed agencies, so that on May 15, 1947, President Sukarno issued a presidential decree to unite Army of Republic of Indonesia with those armed agencies to be Indonesian National Military. The unification occurred and it was inaugurated on June 3, 1947. The next event is that in 1980, tornado epidemic occurred in Nebraska, the United States of America. June 3, 1980 was known as the Night of the Twisters. At the time, a series of tornadoes occurred and destroyed Grand Island, Nebraska. Seven tornadoes killed five people and injured 200 people. All of tornadoes epidemic brought about 18 tornadoes for 2 days and caused severe damage as far as eastern of Pennsylvania. For 3 hours on June 3, 1980, tornado which moved slowly passing Grand Island, Nebraska, caused some tornadoes to appear. Tornado epidemic, which occurred, was the most uncommon in history of the United States. The last event was in 2017 on terrorist attack in London. On June 3, 2017, three terrorists launched attack at two locations in the center of London. The attack was begun when white van crushed some pedestrians on London Bridge. The van went fast and stopped at the south of the bridge. 7 persons were killed and 48 injured in the attack. 3 suspects were shot dead by police. Metropolitan Police Department declared that the attack on London Bridge and Borough Market was a terrorist incident. That was Today in History.
Saat cinta itu datang, ku rasa bahagia. Di hatiku menatap indahnya bintang, memberi harapan yang baru. Ketika kaki melangkah, berdebar rasanya di dada. Namun senyum yang terindah selalu membangkitkan jiwa. Selalu di sisimu, walau badai menerpa.
listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to My Indonesia. Today's edition titled Industry Welcomes Ministers' Innovation in Facing COVID-19 Pandemic. Business people welcomed some strategic policies implemented by industry ministry in supporting industry sector activities in a bid to encourage national economic growth amid COVID-19 pandemic. The appreciation was conveyed among many by Indonesian Automotive Manufacturers Association Gaikindo. Gaikindo Deputy Chairman Jongki Sugiarto in the statement in Jakarta on Sunday said, currently, national automotive industry needs support from regulators, especially industry ministry. He admitted COVID-19 pandemic had decreased people's purchasing power and affected automotive industry's operational and productivity. Nevertheless, industry ministry actively support automotive industry so it can survive this difficult time. Jongki Sugiarto added, one of the welcome policies was the issuance of industry operational mobility and activity permit that can guarantee the industry to stay productive so it can fulfill market's demand by following health protocol. Jongki Sugiarto added, automotive industry is ready to implement the strategic policy from the government in a bid to restore national industry and economy, especially in the new normal. Meanwhile, Executive Director of Pharmaceutical Manufacturers Association, Doro Jatun Sanusi, said, with support from industry ministry and other related ministries and bodies, pharmaceutical sector can keep operating and producing. Even their performance can be positive amid the pressure from COVID-19 pandemic. In the first quarter of 2020, chemical, pharmaceutical, and traditional medicine industry could grow around 5.59%. Besides that, Doro Jatun Sanusi affirmed that product distribution, especially to regions which implement large-scale social distancing PSBB, was still supported by government so it can run smoothly. Doro Jatun Sanusi also admitted, industry operational mobility and activity permit IOMKI was positive measure to support pharma industry operational so it can operate to fulfill medicine demands for COVID-19 handling. Operational in pharmaceutical also follows government's health protocol. Previously, Industry Ministry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita affirmed his ministry is committed to keep encouraging national industry operational by following the health protocol. Until now, there have been around 17,000 IOMKI permits issued for industry companies and industrial area companies through National Industry Information System. Next, Industry Ministry will keep coordinating with provincial government to increase monitoring and guidance for operating companies. That was My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Gairah bersama play back, be in the moment. But you know we go way back, but keep it high heels, girl, when I kneel. I wanna know how the stars within your thighs feel. Your clothes are dry, but I know you're soaking wet inside. You wanna ride, yeah, I know you want me deep inside. It's just you and I, no menage a trois. 1+1=2, and that's me and
Kan ku peluk tubuhmu, ciummu masuki pintu jiwa, melepas gairah bersama.
Get it on like the Marvin Gaye song, and let me see that on like the Cisco song. It's once I turn you on, there's no turning back. I'm like Don Corleone, ain't no one above that. Ain't no one above me when it comes to loving you. Your pleasure comes first and I'll come after you. You know that you're a gift sent from heaven, 24/7. When I'm off the stage, I'm yours, and let me set the mood. And let me set the mood while you play with my flute. And I'll be watching you, telling me what to do. Maybe you can tell me how you want it to be. Talk to me, girl.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to let you know about Lai Wangi Wangga Meti National Park. Lai Wangi Wangga Meti National Park is a flora and fauna protected region on Sumba Island, East Nusa Tenggara. It is located in the south of Sumba Island and has a distance around 100 km from Waingapu. Administratively, the park is located on three districts, namely Tabundung, Paberiwai, and Pinupahar. The park is a representation of various types of forest on Sumba Island, including rare elfin forest. This park has a diversity of high-value species, especially those found at an altitude of 800 meters above sea level. Lai Wangi Wangga Meti National Park is also the forest area of Wangga Meti, which is dominated by omang trees or forest pine trees. Combination of several types of ecosystems with steep hilly landscapes and deep valleys is an exotic natural landscape found in Lai Wangi Wangga Meti National Park. This exotic panorama can be enjoyed through jungle cruising and climbing tour packages. Some of the most ideal entrances are scenic points to enjoy the beauty of the exotic panorama of Lai Wangi Wanggamati National Park can be passed through Nangga Village, Wanggamati Village, Katikuwai Plateau, and Wanggamati Peak. In addition, there are also some special tourism objects such as Lake Laputi, Laputi Waterfall, Waikanabu Waterfall, and Wanggamati Waterfall. Lake Laputi and Laputi Waterfall are located in Praing Kareha Village, Tabundung District. This tourism destination is also well known and visited by many tourists. Waikanabu Waterfall is located in Waikanabu Village, Tabundung District. To get to Lai Wangi Wanggamati National Park, you can go by plane, which takes around 1 hour from Kupang to Waingapu. Arriving at Waingapu to Watumbaka Maujawa Malolo Kanagar, you have to continue by land transportation for 2 hours to the location. This trip is rather tiring, but you will feel unbelievable adventure while enjoying the beauty of Lai Wangi Wanggamati National Park. So set your time to get amazing adventure in East Nusa Tenggara. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Hari demi hari telah ku lalui, hanya menunggu dirimu. Nada demi nada telah ku nyanyikan, lantunan melodi jiwaku. Langkah demi langkah telah ku jalani, untuk gapai cintamu padaku. Kata demi kata telah ku tuliskan, puisi cintaku padaku. Telah ku nyanyikan lantunan melodi jiwa.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Cultivation Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Filmnya Bagus, or in English, The Film is Good. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about the film is good or filmnya bagus. Tony and Enda have finished to watch a comedy film. They are talking about the film they've just watched.
Filmnya bagus dan lucu ya. Bagaimana menurutmu?
Ya, lumayan. Sebenarnya aku tidak terlalu mengerti candaan dalam film itu.
Oh?
Iya, tapi aku suka jalan ceritanya.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Film, which means film or movie. Lucu, which means to be funny. Jalan cerita, which means storyline. Lumayan bagus, which means to be quite good. Candaan, which means joke. Filmnya bagus ya, which means the film is good, right? Bagaimana menurut kamu tentang film itu? Which means, what do you think about the movie? Aku tidak terlalu mengerti candaan dalam film itu. Aku tidak terlalu mengerti candaan dalam film itu, which means I do not understand about the jokes at the film. Tapi aku suka jalan ceritanya. Tapi aku suka jalan ceritanya, which means but I like the film storyline. Apa pendapatmu tentang film ini? Apa pendapatmu tentang film ini? Which means what do you think about the movie? In the dialogue, Enda considers that the movie she watched was good and funny. She said, filmnya bagus dan lucu, which means the film is good and funny. Unlike Enda's opinion, Tony considers that the film was quite good. He said, lumayan. If you ask about someone's view about a movie, you can say, apa pendapatmu tentang film tadi? Which means, what do you think about the film? And if you have conveyed your opinion, then ask about others' view, you can say, filmnya bagus. Bagaimana menurutmu? Which means, the film is good. What do you think? Next are some examples of expression in Indonesian language that can be used when giving views about a film. Filmnya luar biasa. In English, the film is amazing. Filmnya bagus. In English, the film is good. Filmnya kurang bagus. In English, the film is not good. Filmnya membosankan. In English, the film makes me bored. Jalan ceritanya membuatku bingung. In English, The storyline makes me confused. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Filmnya bagus dan lucu ya. Bagaimana menurutmu?
Ya, lumayan. Sebenarnya aku tidak terlalu mengerti candaan dalam film itu.
Oh?
Iya, tapi aku suka jalan ceritanya.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
Tentang
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener of Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present a song from Riau titled Lancang Kuning. Lancang Kuning is the name of ship that sailed in the night when a big storm occurred. Because sailing in dark and in a storm, the captain must be skilled in controlling it. If not, the Lancang Kuning and its passengers will sink. That is a glimpse of lyrics of the song, which contain messages that leader must able to carry out mandate and responsibility given to him. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Lancang Kuning, sung by Parlin Panjaitan. Enjoy the song.
Akan tenggelam. Alamatlah kapal akan tenggelam. Lancang kuning berlayar malam. Lancang kuning berlayar malam. Lancang kuning berlayar malam. Lancang kuning berlayar malam. Kapal akan tenggelam. Alamatlah kapal.
selamatlah kapal akan tenggelam. Lancang kuning berlayar malam, lancang kuning berlayar malam. 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 Lancang kuning berlayar malam, lancang kuning berlayar malam.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.